Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
I travel around the United Kingdom by rail and road, and I've seen a lot of peculiar things. But one day last week, I may have witnessed the most peculiar thing yet. I was returning from a day at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Harlow, Essex, and we were traveling on the M25, the extremely busy motorway that encircles London. It was then, off to the left, something crazy caught my eye. There was a woman walking along the hard shoulder of the motorway. Now this is pretty understandable if her car had broken down, and she was walking to the nearest phone box scattered along the M25 to call for help. But there were no broken down cars anywhere to be seen. And to make matters worse, she had earphones jammed into her ears, and she was bebopping along to her favorite tunes, like she didn't have a care in the world. Motorcycles, cars, vans, and lorries were hurtling past her at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour. But she was blissfully unconcerned about the potential danger just centimeters from her. Everyone in the car did a double take, and we couldn't believe what we had just seen. But as I think about this peculiar event, it reminds me of how many people in the world today live their lives. Dangers in life constantly zoom and whiz past us, but more often than not, we take little notice of them. In fact, I was recently speaking to a motorcycle rider who was telling me about an accident he had where a car hit him, causing him to crash and be taken into hospital. He said, "Since that time, I've been very careful. And you know, it's amazing how many times I've had close shaves, but I just keep on riding and forget about them." How often we close our eyes and shut our ears to the dangers that are all around us, preferring to pretend that they just aren't there, bebopping our way through life. But this way of living is extremely unwise. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, Jesus has a word of warning for those who have no interest in listening to His word. For He says, "You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart have grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes are closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and turn, and I would heal them." Did you hear that? By nature, human beings do not want to listen to God's word. And this is due to our rebellious unbelief. According to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, we have itching ears that will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit our own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. We will listen to virtually anything as long as it's not the voice of Jesus. But Jesus' voice still rings out with the clarion call for all people to hear and believe. He cries out, "Follow me." And He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." John chapter 10, verses 26 and 27. The mighty words of Jesus unstop our deaf ears, and they create faith in our hearts. As the Apostle Paul says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Romans 10, verse 17. And this word of Christ accomplishes what Jesus speaks. Just ask the deaf man in Mark chapter 7, verse 35, whose ears Jesus opened and whose tongue Jesus loosed. And when Jesus spoke, His words gave sight to the man born blind in John chapter 9. And Jesus' all-powerful words forgave the sins of the paralytic man in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And then He commanded him to take up his mat and to walk, just to prove that what He had said actually had taken place. And what about Lazarus? When he heard the decree of Jesus to come out, he emerged from the tomb 4 days after his death. The words of Jesus Christ speak to our deafness, our blindness, our sinful condition, and even to death itself. Jesus speaks to you now. Will you just ignore his voice, trying to duck and weave through the traffic of life? Stop. Listen. Let his word speak to you where you are. Listen to the voice of Jesus. Receive forgiveness of your sins, life now and forever, and peace with God. Do not ignore the voice of Jesus. Instead, when he speaks to you, listen and say, "Lord, pardon me." Let us pray. Grant, we implore you, Almighty God, unto your church, your Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that your word, as becomes it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and the edification of your people, that in steadfast love we may serve you, and in the confession of your name abide unto the end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.